H-M-P-M-A. Prison wasn't made for dogs, I see. Well, that's if you let your pride and inhibitions go free. 3 square meals a day, no thanks, only the hot meal for me. A lot of time to be bored, so sit back and immerse yourself in daytime TV. Or perhaps tune in to NPR. That's prison radio to you and me. For the readers, sexual erratic fantasies. Anything to make prison life a bit easy. I look through the window and see the world at be. Never once imagined this would be me. They can lock the locks, but they can't stop the clocks, my friends will shout to me. But I don't mind the time, as I'm reinventing a new me. 'Cause yes, my body may be slave to this captivity, but who says my mental state has to be? I can be or feel whatever I deem it be. And I know that there are people in civilization living a more in prison life than me. They can't arrest you for your thoughts. Oh, the irony. Today, I'll go to the gym. And tomorrow, who knows, the same damn thing. In passing, I may have a quick conversation before the officer shouts, "Keep moving, ladies!" The regime and structure, a safe predictability, until the inevitable disruption, chaos and anarchy. A fight, ambulance call out for the Spice Girls, or the fire service for the girl who's known as the fire starter. If you don't laugh, you cry, or screw face at your enemy who's passing by. Yes, prison life is a new entity. Not even EastEnders could predict our everyday reality.